SBS Radio.
SBS Filipino.
We have this morning Sydney Festival Director Wesley Enoch. Good morning, Wesley.
Good morning.
Yes, Sydney will be enlivened this starting on the 9th of January. What's happening for the Sydney Festival 2019?
Oh, there's so many things. I mean, one of the big things that people love to do is go down to Hyde Park in the city and come to the Spiegel tent, and we have some fantastic shows there. Pagal with featuring Marsha Hines and Iota, a fantastic show about 1970s Paris. There's that. Down at the Opera House, we have a great family show that's is called Ghost in My Suitcase, which is about a young girl who goes back to China to meet her grandmother and becomes a ghost hunter, a ghost fighter. And you see all this fantastic kind of movement and martial arts and great projection work talking about a kind of cultural lineage from her grandmother in China. And down at the Rospaca Theatre in Hickson Road, we've got a show called Home, all the way from America, which is a fantastic thing, all about how you make a home and the rituals that you do to welcome people into your home. So there's lots of those kind of things, as well as free events all over the place. So we've got an installation at World Square, which is talking about it's the 50th anniversary of the moon landing this year. And we're asking people in Sydney to jump on your bike and donate your bike kilometres to our goal of reaching 380,000 kilometres.
That's a lot.
The distance between the Earth to the moon. So down at World Square, we've got an installation down on George Street, and you can just get on a bike and bike there, pedal there, or you can actually get your own bike and pedal around, and that's all free, as well as lots of other things going around. So I guess the big thing, the big invitation to everyone is to jump online and have a look and see what's on, because I reckon there's something for everyone. We are the Festival of Sydney. We are about everyone, people in theatres, but also people, you know, out there on the streets as well.
Yeah, you mentioned the show showing the culture of China and also of America. But I know in 42 years since the launch of Sydney Festival, you've been inclusive to everyone, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, we've had lots of different programs, but like an access and inclusion program in particular, people who might have mobility issues in wheelchairs, we accommodate that, but also people with hearing impairments and visual impairments. You can actually come and experience the Sydney Festival, and we're looking after you in lots of different ways. But also the different cultural voices, as you mentioned. As I said, we're the Festival of Sydney, so Sydney is not just a monoculture, it's not just one. We've got a show in the festival called Counting and Cracking, which is looking at four generations of Sri Lankans, a Sri Lankan family who came during the civil war in Sri Lanka to Australia, and the relationship between, you know, what it means to be a migrant in this country as well. And it's interesting, I think in Australia, about 40-something percent of us either have a parent born overseas or are in fact born overseas. And so this idea of migration, this idea of coming to this country is built into us. It's part of our country's DNA. Like over multiple generations in the last 230 years, people have been coming to this country and meeting the indigenous people of this country, the First Nations, and then, you know, the different waves of migration. And so what I love is that we have always been welcoming. In our 230-year history, we have always welcomed others to come here in different ways. And also part of my experience in terms of Aboriginal storytelling is to make sure that the First Nations stories are being told. And we've got a fantastic piece called A Man with the Iron Neck, which is looking at the resilience in Aboriginal communities, especially in the face of hardship like a suicide. And it's a very powerful story of how a community, how a family has to deal with, yes, the emotional kind of rupture of their family, but also how they have to bond together and show resilience and have a view of the future. So often I think we're trying to tell stories that heal and create connections within our communities rather than pulling it apart.
Mm. Earlier, you mentioned about installations and arts available to everyone, even with those with vision impairment. And this, yeah, or last year, in December, you launched for the first time the Disability Programming Initiative. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, we've been very successful in reaching out to audiences, to people who have living with disability in many sectors, but not so much artists, people who are making work from their particular cultural experience. And so what we wanted to do is to invite people who are making art, visual artists, dancers, theatre makers, writers, I mean, filmmakers perhaps, a whole range of people, and invite them in to what the Sydney Festival could be for them as an artist, as a maker. And so we just said, okay, we're working with Accessible Arts, and we put the message out there to say, if you're an artist out there in Sydney or in the nation somewhere in Australia, and you are making work of international repute and of interest, get involved. Send us something. Don't wait for us to find you. Tell us that you're out there, and we're going to have a dedicated three slots in the festival to make sure that we can support artists with disability.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And even if they don't get into the Sydney Festival, artists can still submit their pitch until March. Is that right?
Yeah, until March. Yes, indeed. And you know, to be honest, there's so many projects that happen or can't happen in the Sydney Festival. So I want to make sure that people understand that it's a curated festival. We sift and we try to find connections, and there's lots of different reasons why projects can or can't happen at Sydney Festival. But you don't know unless you give it a go.
Mm, yeah.
And that's my big thing, that I think artists with disability, as well as artists from different cultural backgrounds, you know, often we can feel a bit isolated. Often we can feel like we're not, we don't belong somewhere. And I want to make sure that people believe that Sydney Festival is issuing an invitation for everyone to belong, to belong to Sydney and really celebrate Sydney in all of its diversity.
Yeah. For those who are thinking it's just for Sydney, like when you say it's Sydney, it's just a CBD, it's not, isn't it?
No, well, it's interesting. When I talk Sydney, I think, oh, all of Sydney. Like, a lot of our activities are also in Parramatta. We have a fantastic show in the Riverside Theatres there called Shanghai Mimi, which is looking at 1930s jazz-era Shanghai with this fantastic kind of cabaret variety performance with music, lots of Chinese language music, as well as fantastic Chinese acrobats. And that's a brand new world premiere show out in Parramatta. You go out to Blacktown and we have Black Box, which is a sound installation. You go in and you hear stories, live and recorded stories about Aboriginal Australia out in Blacktown. So it was, out of Casula, we've got shows. We are the festival of all of Sydney. And so we've got a fantastic kind of circus installations, free shows and performances happening next week, not this weekend, the weekend after, out in Parramatta. So you can get down to Prince Alfred Square, just outside the Riverside Theatre, and go and experience a whole lot of free performances, as well as workshops. Kids can do trapeze workshops, as well as circus workshops. So there's lots of things going on, free and ticketed. So I just invite everyone to get online. Get on the website.
Yeah.
I could talk for ages. There's about 100 and something different activities. Get online and check out what you want to go to, because there's many, many things there.
Yeah. I know Sydney is one of the multicultural cities in the whole of Australia. And for those multicultural communities, in particular for the Filipino, you know, there are lots of Filipino artists. I know they're not in the mainstream, but how would you encourage them to really participate in such a beautiful festival?
Well, in terms of artists, I think, you know, number one, go and see as much as you can. That's always a good thing. But also to build a relationship with the festival. I'm very open. You know, people can send me emails, and we find ways of chatting and talking about things. And the more artists who are pitching ideas and wanting to be part of the festival, the more knowledge we have, and we can make decisions based on that. I mean, that's how you get shows like Counting and Cracking or Shanghai Mimi, because different artists in the community come to us and say, we want this to happen. And so the more we have a relationship, the better. But if they're out there in terms of the Filipino audience as well, there's lots of stories that may not be directly connected but have something to say to you. There's beautiful music as well that you can get into and have an experience. And what I say to everyone is, don't just stay in your own comfort zone.
Yeah.
What the Sydney Festival's great for is to say, go out and do something different this year. Go find an experience, a group of people, a different space to be in that gives you something else, that kind of extends you. And I hope that everyone in Sydney is meeting other communities, other stories, and seeing how we are all, there's a universal story of connection as well as, you know, how we are different. So in the end, I just want to invite everyone to get out there and meet each other.
And go to the website.
And go to the website, sydneyfestival.org.au. It's got so much on it. And you could spend, you know, a whole day just sifting through all the amazing things we've got. But, you know, there are free concerts. There's the Sydney Symphony Orchestra is doing Sydney Symphony Under the Stars out in Parramatta as well. That's a free concert at the Crescent. There's free installations at Barangaroo that you can go down and get involved in, and even bringing kids down to things as well. Do things as a family, I think. Sydney in summer is this great kind of family atmosphere, so just really to take advantage of it.
Yep. Maybe last question, how important it is for a community such as Sydney community to really celebrate the arts and culture of Sydney?
Well, I think arts and culture are really at the precipice, at the edge of change. And so why I think arts and culture are important for Sydney is that often we're seeing things that are coming up. We're seeing the future coming at us as well. We're seeing new artists saying new stories, and that we're doing things that are different. We'd like to say that we prototype change, that we make things different for the city every year. So for me, arts and culture are like the city's collective imagination and creativity manifest. We're all thinking out there in the future, well, in our community, about the future and where we're going and how we're doing it. And what people working in arts and culture are doing are manifesting that thinking for us in shows, in installations, in free experiences, in talks. And so for me, the great invitation is to say, look, you might come and see something that you go, ooh, that's really kind of rattled my cage, or I feel a little bit kind of, ooh, a bit challenged by that. But in a year or two, you won't be challenged by that anymore. It's just, you're challenged often because it's new, it's fresh. And so the population of Sydney grows every time it engages in the Sydney Festival, because there are big ideas to deal with. And for me, arts and culture keep expanding our imaginations and our creativity. So get out there and get involved.
Thank you very much, Wesley Enoch, Sydney Festival Director.
Thank you very much.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.